What, we reach our max?
No, I fucking checked my text messages and it fucking shut up.
Man, he needs to tighten up.
I thought it was gonna stay on, but I can connect them. We'll be all right. But Puerto Rico, bro, I love Puerto Rico because you can go there without a passport. Mostly they speak English, but you still feel like you're in another country because they all know Spanish and they're all Spanish looking. And I tell you what, the women over there, bro, oh my God. I went to the club and I swear I didn't see nothing less than like a 7. Majority 8, 9s, and 10s.
Those are serious words.
I'm dead serious.
What's it smell like around there?
What's it smell like? It smells like tacos and liquor. It smells like... Nah, it really just like it depends on where you're at. Just like any other, I was in San Juan, so an old San Juan, and a lot of the buildings over there are like restaurants and bars and shit. So it always smelled like some type of food or liquor. They got the Bacardi factory over there. That was fucking fun. You pay like $15, you get drinks and they get factory. You can also do other shit. Like they got shit where you pay more than that, like maybe $50, $60, and you get a more exclusive tour. And they teach you how to make drinks and other shit, and they give you like a dinner and more drinks. But I just did the basic tour.
So I'll hop on round two. This coffee.
I need some coffee too. I'm not gonna lie, but I would definitely go back to Puerto Rico because it's so cheap. Like.
That's what I was. The other question.
I'm gonna turn into a fucking hermit,
bro. From Florida to fucking Puerto Rico is only $75 one way for a plane ticket. Cost of living is cheap, so it's cheaper than like the U.S. like apartments and shit like that and housing. But for like milk or like stuff that's imported is more expensive. The U.S. is really like raping them tax wise.
Take it.
But aren't they like a part of like, aren't they like a?
They're like a U.S.
territory,
they're like not a state.
You talk about Puerto Rico?
Same with Hawaii was the same way until the 50s or 60s, though. And what's crazy is that like Hawaii was still run by like a fucking, like a kingdom, like a royal family until like 1890. And then, it's actually Dole Pineapples. They went and fucking invaded Hawaii because they wanted the land for pineapples. they went over there with a bunch of fucking Marines and shit and basically was like, yeah, like, it's U.S. territory now.
You can we need this.
Rather go into war or you can fucking surrender, and the queen surrendered.
No, shut up.
I swear to God, I learned all that when I was over there.
And, surrender? Just gave it up?
Bro, they just gave it. She had no choice. The military was gonna come and fuck their shit up if they didn't give it up.
They didn't have any plans for that kind of thing happening.
I don't think they had a. I don't think they were strong enough to fight back without a bunch of people dying and losing anyway. So I guess her fucking mindset was like, "Fuck it, we'll just surrender and save the people's lives." But I haven't bought Dole pineapples or anything Dole since then. I don't support that. I can't believe
it. I support local business.
When I found that out, I was like, what the fuck? Like, so much shit is a lie.
That's the only pineapple I know of.
What?
Dole pineapple.
I haven't ate any pineapple since then. Let's put it that way.
Facts.
But Hawaiians, yeah, man, they hate that shit. And like, they're not racist or nothing like that. Like, they don't hate white people, but if you're not about, like, preserving the natural Hawaiian fucking landscape and shit like that. And if you don't love the land like they love the land, then they're not going to like you at all.
Fuck them.
But if you respect Hawaii for what it is, then shit, you're Hawaiian. That's what they say.
I'm part of the...
I'm fucking Irish.
I'm part of the Oahu family.
Yo, I was telling TK the other day about these mountains in Hawaii. They're like called like cathedrals. Because they're fucking skinny and sharp and high as fuck. And back in the day, they're like 900 to 1,000 foot cliffs. And then back in the day when there was like a king and shit, if the king died, they believed that like the knowledge and shit and the wisdom and the luck and all that was in the king's bones. So they would pick somebody and lower them down over the cliff.
To bury them on, like, the cliffside.
On the cliffside. They would bury the bones on the cliffside, and then they would, like, send a signal, like, shake the rope or something. And they would cut the rope, and the person would fall to their death so that nobody would ever know where the king's bones were buried.
Like, shit, I think we just got mixed up, and unfortunately.
And that was, like, an honor to bury the king's bones and fall to your death. Like, what the fuck?
Wait. What?
They would lower him down a cliff with the bones, and they would bury the bones into the cliffside somewhere where nobody knew where they're at. And then the people at the top would cut the rope, and the person who buried the bones would fall to their death because they believed that all the fucking knowledge and wisdom and power of the king was in the bones after they died. And they didn't want nobody to know where it was at to be able to steal the power and whatnot.
Nah, come on.
I promise you.
Man,
take a boat tour on the Nepali coast of Kauai, and it will tell you these stories.
If that was me, man, I'd let them lower me down there. I'd get down to a spot on that cliff or whatever where I thought I could post up for a little while, and I'd just chill there with the bones and all the fucking power. I cut the rope. They wouldn't be dropping me to my death.
Prove it.
Could you imagine waking up and telling, like, your girl and your fucking family and shit, like, yo, I'm about to bury the king's bones and die today. This is awesome. Like, what the fuck? This is such an honor. I'm about to die. Like, hell no. I wonder what the first people to realize how dumb they were for doing that. what the conversation was like. Like, I ain't about to do that shit. You about to do that shit? I ain't dying for this shit. We dumb as hell. Speaking of mountains and shit, did you watch a fucking YouTube Red? They had this shit called Expedition Unknown with, like, Steve-O and Chuck Liddell and the girl named Sniper Mount Taklarahu in fucking Peru.
Nah.
Bro, they tried to climb this shit, and, like, people were getting knocked off left and right just from, like, getting sick from the altitude. And just not being, like, just injuries and shit. And it ended up only being, like, three or four people who summited out of, like, 10. But, yeah, Steve-O was in that shit, bro. He picked up, like, a stray dog when they were still in town and had this dog hiking the mountain with him and shit. Ended up, like, adopting it and taking it back to L.A. when he was done.
Damn.
But Steve-O didn't make it, bro. He made it to, like, man, close as fuck to the peak. Like, the last day, all they had to do was reach the peak, and he fucking gave up because he said he had
nothing worth his time, obviously.
A blister on his foot, plus he has 9 screws in his ankle, and he didn't want to mess up his ankle again. I was kind of disappointed because, honestly, for Steve-O being, like, considered, like, a crazy dude, a drug addict and all this shit, he was in second place the whole time. The only person in front of him was an Olympic skier, a dude named Gus. And,
fuck,
like,
him.
Steve-O was killing shit, bro, for, like, everyone judging him for the drugs and shit. He was doing real good, actually. I was just...
Shit, I know Gus.
I was disappointed. You know what I'm talking about, Gus?
Nah.
But, yeah,
I do know Chuck Liddell. How'd he finish up?
He actually finished on the... He didn't summit. He got knocked off on the practice summit. They summited a mountain that was, like, 2,000 feet. Shorter than the one they were going for, just as, like, a practice, and he got sick and, like, couldn't breathe and shit, so they wouldn't let him continue. Like, they had doctors and shit that were checking him all the time, and they wouldn't let him go no further.
I watched fucking Chuck go on to Big Brother.
He was on Big Brother?
Yeah. they had like a celebrity Big Brother. It was stupid.
No, but you need to watch this documentary called Touching the Void. You ever heard of it?
What was it?
Touching the Void.
Huh.
These two climbers climbed a mountain in Peru, and
then we got a roll.
The one dude actually fucking fell while he was climbing and broke his leg. His homie had to lower him down the mountain like 300 feet at a time. They couldn't see each other, and they would just, like, tug the rope. Well, he lowered him off of a fucking cliff.
Off of a fucking cliff. And, like, by that, bro. I accidentally jumped you off a cliff.
And he was waiting for the signal so that he could, like, reset and, like, reset the rope and come down to him so he could slide down more. But he said the signal never came. So he's sitting up there, like, almost freezing to death waiting for the signal. So he eventually, like, just decided to cut the rope. This dude fell down the cliff into a crevice, like, 150 feet, and survived it with a broken leg. And had to fucking crawl out of the crevice and crawl like for 4 days to get back to base camp because they thought he was dead. Crawled across a glacier, crawled across all this shit with a broken leg, bro, and fucking survived that shit.
Damn, that shit is crazy.
Craziest survival story I ever watched. Definitely
worth it. Well, shit, I think I'm about to hop off here and go get this Chick-fil-A, get some shit started.
Yeah, we're about to finish up, about to wrap up.
But, hey, you have any Irish car bombs?
Nah, you know I can't fucking drink right now.
What about you, TK? You have anything festive for the...
If I did, I would have Irish trash cans. That's my shit.
Fuck a trash can.
It's like four different liquors.
Only
the Red Bull.
Vegas bombs.
Vegas bombs, car bombs. I like them all.
Car bombs are a waste of time.
All right, guys, we're going to wrap up to the next episode.
Signing off.
3, 2, 1.